Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
Welcome back to another episode of Christian Natural Health. Today, I'm going to be talking about oregano. Oregano might be primarily associated in our minds with pizza and Italian food, but it's also a powerful medicine. A member of the mint or Lamiaceae family, which also includes basil, lavender, marjoram, and sage, oregano is a hardy plant that doesn't require a lot of water or even especially fertile soil. It's an easy one to grow on a sunny kitchen windowsill. While the fresh or dried herbs will certainly confer additional nutrition to your dishes, most of the studies on oregano as medicine have been done using its powerfully concentrated essential oil. The active constituents are called thymol and carbaryl. Here are some of the medicinal properties of these compounds. Oregano essential oil has been shown to be effective against a wide variety of different species of bacteria and one of the most effective antibacterial essential oils. In test tubes, it's been shown to neutralize multiple viruses within a single hour of treatment. Oregano has also been recognized for its antifungal properties as well. Inflammation is always a secondary process, so I suspect that given oregano's other properties, it's natural that it also acts as an anti-inflammatory. Yet it may have direct anti-inflammatory effects as well. Animal studies have shown reduction in inflammation for a variety of different lesions, as well as for colitis. The active constituents thymol and carbaryl have been shown to have high antioxidant activity. This goes hand in hand with decreased inflammation as oxidative damage produces inflammation. Oregano has recently been studied for its metabolic support as well. It's been shown to assist in lowering blood sugar and in elevated lipids, which go hand in hand. Hypertension is also part of this picture, and oregano also helps in regulating blood pressure. So bottom line, while you might not notice dramatic effects from adding more oregano leaves to your meals, they certainly have enough beneficial properties to contribute to an overall healthy and nutrient-dense diet. To enjoy some of the medicinal benefits, choose oil of oregano in capsules or as an essential oil diluted in a carrier oil like olive or jojoba for topical use. Note that oil of oregano is contraindicated in pregnancy. So I will link in the show notes to the blog post this comes from. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you, so please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren DeVille. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone, and even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com.